Warm welcome along to today's busy Manchester United bulletin on Saturday, March the 21st. Nick Harris, reporter. We start with the news of Odion Ighalo's incredible bonuses at United, including £8,000 per goal scored. The Nigerian striker has been a revelation since joining the Red Devils on loan from Shanghai Shenyu in the January transfer window. The 30-year-old has scored 4 times in 8 appearances and has already become a huge hit at Old Trafford. It's understood Ighalo took a 40% pay cut on his £300,000 a week wages in China to make his dream switch happen. But a number of incentives were added into the deal by United, and that included goal bonuses, of which he's bagged £32,000 worth already. The ex-Watford forward also gets around £9,000 for every Premier League win that United managed to secure with him in the squad. He grabs £3,000 for a draw, but there's no bonus for a loss, which goes along with other members of the team. An Old Trafford source says he earns his basic pay but also gets his added on top, and that keeps him ticking over. I wouldn't mind ticking over to that tune myself. Meanwhile, the Premier League are again investigating playing games behind closed doors amid the COVID-19 crisis in order to complete the season. It's hoped that that could happen as early as May, when the latest postponement set by Thursday's meeting is set to end. While there's previously been an acknowledgement that playing without fans present would be less than preferable, and that there could be a host of complaints concerning health from players and staff, the mood is said to have shifted in the last few days. The primary factor is obviously financial, with TV rights the biggest. The Premier League may have to pay back broadcasters £762 million if they cannot finish the season due to the terms of their contracts and the amount companies like Sky and BT are losing without live football, as well as the fact the government hasn't yet decreed football must stop. There's growing fears that even Premier League clubs could go out of business if this happens due to the scale of wage bills. So the possibility of playing behind closed doors to finish the season is on the cards. Finally tonight, it's been reported that Manchester United are drawing up plans to sign Atletico Madrid's France midfielder Thomas Lemar in the summer. That's all for today. We'll have more news in our next bulletin.